pig butchering. What is it and how does it apply to you as a musician? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about in this week's podcast. Pig butchering is the art of you being scammed. And the reason it's called pig butchering is that scammers, what they do see is they lull you in, they fatten you up, ready to slaughter you. Now, traditionally, this has been like those romance scams or cryptocurrency scams, or it's been those, you know, those weird texts you get on WhatsApp that where they slide into your DMs and they're like, is this Dr. Smith? I'd like to bring Fluffy in for her checkup. And you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not a vet. And they're like, oh, what a hilarious circumstance. Well, while I've got you, have you heard about cryptocurrency? It's not quite like that, but it's similar. Hello, welcome in. My name is Pete. And this is Studio Live Today. In fact, this is the Studio Live Today podcast where each and every week we get together and we talk about a topic that's going to help you create, record, and release your best music. You can subscribe to the podcast by jumping over to studiolivetoday.com/podcast or just go to studiolivetoday.com if you want to find out how to follow me and find out what's going on around the channel. Lots of videos, lots of tutorials, and of course, this podcast. Now, how is this going to help you? How is this going to help you create, record, and release your best music? Well, we're sort of more talking on the release side here because the longer I do this, the longer I talk to people who are creating and recording and releasing music, the more I hear about them being scammed. And unfortunately, whenever there is a group of people that are doing a thing, another group of people that are going to come in and want to make money from those people. They're going to want to scam them. They're going to want to butcher them. And it's not a cool thing. So what I'm going to go through in this is what some of those common scams are and how they really are very similar to what's going on with this whole pandemic of pig butchering, the pig butchering pandemic. So let's firstly explain. Traditionally, it's only been around for a couple of years, but traditionally, what is a pig butchering scam? Well, it is around fattening up or lulling someone in, making someone feel all secure before you butcher them and you take all their stuff. So traditionally, these are those comments on Facebook that people leave where they're like, oh yeah, what a beautiful post. And they're trying to like lull lonely and vulnerable people in. They're those weird WhatsApp and messages that I've told you about before where they just come into you and you're like, I don't know who you are or what you're even asking about. And then the whole idea is that they get into a conversation and you might be thinking, I know what you're thinking because I think the same thing too. Not me, not this guy, not this girl. I'm not falling for that. Yeah, but wait, because I think when you're sharing something, when you're online, we all have a little bit of vulnerability and some of us maybe have only like 1 to 10% and some maybe super 90% vulnerable, but we all have that little thing. And if you've ever thought that thing where you're like, oh, this actually sounds pretty good, yeah, how do you actually detect? How do you make sure that your BS detectors are on and that you're not going to fall for some of these scams? Because they're getting good. They're getting good, they're getting better. And especially as a musician, you're putting your art out in the world. That's your baby. And if someone says, wow, you've got a cute baby, okay, this analogy is getting weird. Wow, you've got a good song. I would really love to help you buy, insert thing here, signing you to a record label, getting you on a playlist, getting you lots of followers. That can be like that little ego stroke. And regardless of how humble and how much humility you think you have, I certainly do, there's that little bit, isn't there? There's that little bit of ego. And if someone strokes and brushes your ego in just the right way, sometimes you can end up doing something that is not what you intended or goes against your better judgment. So that's what we're going to be talking about here today. So in terms of musicians, where do these come from? Because these aren't going to be your random texts. These aren't the, wow, you look beautiful in your photo. That's not usually what it is. But where are they for a musician? You know where they are? They're in your SoundCloud comments. They're in your YouTube comments. They're in your Facebook comments, in your Instagram and Facebook direct messages. They're on your Reddit messages. Anywhere you're sharing your music, you would have seen this stuff. Yeah? So when you've got a song, say you upload a song to SoundCloud, what's usually the first thing that happens within a day of you uploading something to SoundCloud? Yeah, you get some random person going, brah, this is the most fire beats I've ever heard. PM me, DM me if you would like to learn about how I can do something really cool for your music. And 90% of us just ignore it. maybe you want to have a bit of a play. So you message them and you're like, yeah, that's cool. I'm so glad you like my music. What can you do for me? And then they offer you one of the services, which we'll talk about a bit later. YouTube is the same. Have you seen those things on YouTube where they get into your comments? And usually they're pretty generic, but they're getting better with AI. I know, it wasn't long before we talked about AI, artificial intelligence. With artificial intelligence, they are getting better, and it means that they're actually getting more realistic. They're using your name. They're using the name of your song. So instead of saying, yo, bro, fire beat, they might go, hey, Pete, I really love your song called Anxiety. It really connected with me. DM me because I'd love to discuss something about it with you. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe this is someone that actually, maybe they're struggling with anxiety and maybe they want to chat about mental health. Probably not. But even if you give it the benefit of the doubt, there's some things that you can pick up on as we go through, which we'll talk about. Facebook. Yeah, Facebook groups. Have you seen those posts on Facebook groups? Yes, you probably have. They're either just generic posts where they're like, yo, DM me for a great thing. Usually not. Or they'll be on your song. You'll share a song on a Facebook group and there'll be someone. And why, by the way, you can answer this to yourself in your head. Or out loud, if you like, just shout it out loud. But why do you think it's always about getting into the direct messages? Why does none of this stuff happen in clear and open space? Well, the answer is pretty simple. It's that a lot of people now know and can sniff out these scams. But when you're one-on-one with someone, there's less chance that someone like me is going to come into that thread and say, this is BS, buyer beware, caveat emptor. Get away from this. This is not cool. Or a moderator like me in a group is going to come in and go, oh, heck no. I'm shutting this schnizzle down right now. So that's why it's always DM, PM, DM me, all that sort of thing. If you ever get anything that mentions Telegram me, WhatsApp message me, they want to take you off platform. That's the other way that you can be pretty sure that something is pretty scammy and pretty dodgy, is that if instead of discussing it on that platform, which, you know, might be secure and they might have to have actual credentials in there, like Facebook, it requires, and yes, there are fake Facebook apps, accounts, but it is harder to do. Things like Telegram and things like WhatsApp are a lot easier because you can basically just be a number. You can, because of their encryption, you can hide behind that. And you would have seen those streams. I've talked about them here on the channel before. Those streams where it's a comment and it's completely unrelated. And this is a different one. This is left field stuff. But I'll put out a podcast like this or a video, and then there'll be a comment that'll be like, I can't believe that Davy Crockett on Telegram gave me such great investing advice. And then there'll be another person will be like, Davy Crockett, Telegram number 14 blah, blah, blah. He gave me such good advice. I made $4,212 in the first week in Bitcoin. And it's like, yes, I also agree that Davy Crockett is good. And then they'll throw in like objections. And the next comment will be, I'm curious about how Davy Crockett could work for me because I'm a single mother with a low income and a bad credit score. And they're like, the beauty of Davy Crockett. You know what I mean, right? Why is it Davy Crockett, by the way? I've got this animal thing going on at the moment. So I was thinking Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland. All right. So stay away from all of those, okay? How else can you detect these sort of things? If you're getting unsolicited stuff, or if you're into DMs and you get into, say, an email chain, always check that email. Have you ever known? You've got these emails where it comes from an email address and you're like, oh, wow, this is the phone company. We will cut your phone off. And it's from phonymcringring@phonecompany.com. And you're like, yeah, heck no, that ain't my company. So, yeah, always look at the details of any sort of emails that you're getting, and website URLs as well. So a lot of these sort of scams, and we'll talk about the details of scans, by the way. This is more just the how do you identify it? A lot of these scans will direct you to dodgy apps, dodgy websites. So start looking for things like slightly different spelling or punctuation or slightly different things. So if they're like, hey, I'm from Universal Music Group, but it's instead of being umg.com, it's umg.se.ti. And you're like, wait, what country is that? Yeah. So just be careful of things like that, because they will try. They will try and take your money. So let's go into the next phase of this, which is, why are they doing this and what actually happens? What's the next phase? So let's just say you put something on SoundCloud and someone says, yo, brah, this is the best thing ever. I love your music. DM me. We'll have a chat. And I've done this for science. I've done this and I've followed through some of these trails just to see where they go and how nefarious they are. So the majority of the time, they're looking for your money. But the reason that it's like pig butchering is that they're going to fatten you up. They're not going to hit you. As soon as you hit their DMs, they're not going to be $1,000, please. No, because they know that no one in their right mind is going to just pay up immediately. So they'll take you down a path. And it will be a path of sort of complimentary stuff. So I'll tell you about one story that I had. And look, this was an actual semi-legitimate company, but it kind of tells you some of the things you have to be careful of. So I get an email and it says, "Hi, Pete Johns. We just heard..." This is where it's getting good, right? Because it's not just like, "Dear creator, we likes your beats." It was like, "Hey, Pete Johns, we saw your video, The Happy Hour, and we saw you did a great cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. I run Live Nation for the World, and it's a brand new streaming platform that pays musicians to play their music." And I'm like, excellent. Who doesn't want this? I want this, and I know many people in my community that want this. Twitch and YouTube and Facebook, you know, they're a bit hard, they're clunky, it's hard to get into the YouTube partner program, all that jazz. Wouldn't it be great if there was somewhere where you could connect directly with fans, you could stream your music live and they could listen to you? Hey, I'm in. So the next phase was, please, you know, click here and fill in these details. So I did it. Dude gets back to me, actual dude. Yep, fair. That seems legit. And says, "Yeah, we would love to meet with you. And we normally get people to..." See, this is the thing. This is where they start making you feel special. "We would normally get people to audition, but we've seen your streams and we know how good you are." And I'm like, "Yeah, you've seen my streams, baby." You know, so this is where that ego thing comes in. That gentle, gentle stroking of the ego comes in. "So we've seen your streams. We think you're good. We'd love you on this platform." I meet with this dude. I have like a 10-minute Skype call and he's like, "Yeah, so here's what we can do. We can offer you every stream. We're going to give you $200 up front. And then for every viewer that comes in, we'll give them $10 worth of credits that they can use to give tips to you. And it's going to be amazing." I'm like, cool. No worries. I'm playing along at this point. Yeah, I'll play along. We get to the next phase, like hear nothing for about a week. And I'm like, are we ready to go with this thing? And I'm like, I'm waiting for the thing. And they're like, yeah. So all you need to do to get started. I'm like, oh God, here we go. All you need to do to get started is to pay this $99. Now this is just an admin fee. This $99 is just an admin fee so that you can get hooked up. And I'm like, okay. And just to confirm what the last dude said about the $300, $200, whatever it was, that's all still cool. And they're like, we've actually had a recent change to our payment structure. So what it is you can still earn up to $300 a show as long as 300 people come along. And I'm like, here we go. So it's that overpromise and then underdeliver. It's that ego stroke. You're going to be rich. You're going to do well. And then slowly over time, it falls away to the point where suddenly I'm paying to use an inferior service instead of just streaming on YouTube or Facebook or Twitch. So yeah, I just wanted to talk through that because that's sort of my cautionary tale of not believing things. And at this point, I'm going to pause and I'm going to say this. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I'm going to stop and repeat that again because it's kind of the crux of all this. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And you know this. You know the buyer beware. You know the caveat emptor stuff. You know that this is what the reality is. And given, like, we're not really going down the cryptocurrency and investment stuff, but this your traditional pig butchering is all about that. So once they've built up trust, instead of trying to sell you on some sort of music service or some sort of getting followers or likes or subscriber service that we'll talk about in a moment, they then try to sell you on to, did you know, now that we're great friends and I think you're awesome, did you know that there's this cool cryptocurrency app and I can give you a link to it and you get $1,000 for free and all you need to do is invest $5,000 and then you get an extra bonus thing and look at this, I've made 26% returns month on month for the last... Yeah, and then you sign up to the app. It's actually a fake app. It shows you, it adapts it and basically makes it look like you're making money and you're all happy and you think my new best friend from Telegram made me $1 million. And then you click withdraw and it says, to withdraw this, we just need a $700 processing fee. And really at the end of the day, there is no money. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a dodgy, they're just scamming you. So that's your traditional pig butchering. The music side of things is similar, but different. And it comes in a few flavors. Let's talk about those flavors now. The record deal. Yes, the art of the deal. Our old mate Don used to talk about the art of the deal. And record deal sounds good, doesn't it? A record label contacted me and offered me a record deal. Now, these come in two flavors. They come in the absolute fraud, which is this is Sony, this is Universal Music Group. The ones I talked about before, they're pretty easy to sort of avoid because... what's a nice way to say this? The chances of an A&R rep from one of those companies reaching out to you based on a song that you uploaded to SoundCloud is not quite zero, but it's almost zero. And before anyone like that will talk to you, it won't just be in an unsolicited email that's generic that lands in your inbox or an unsolicited comment on your SoundCloud. They'll get lawyers involved. There'll be contracts. There'll be things right up front that will look very official. So... yeah, I'm not so worried about those. What I am worried about is the companies that look legitimate and they're like, oh, I come from Orchid Records and we'd like to offer you a deal. And you're like, wow, they must love my music. And again, it looks all great and they'll stroke your ego and they'll tell you that it's going to be really good. And some will even have contracts that you sign and some will even be legitimate. But it's the fine print of those contracts you need to be wary of. I've seen this happen time and time again from musicians that are good people. And again, if you think it can't happen to you, then think about this in terms of your friends or your family or other people that you see in the community that may be more vulnerable, because maybe you're totally 100% savvy, never going to fall for it. But here's the problem. When someone actually goes into this, you get blinded and you sort of get caught up in the momentum, you get caught up in the excitement, and you're not thinking logically at that point in time. And we've all been there in one way or another. So you're thinking this is great and you get this contract and you're like, yeah, they're gonna help me. They're going to do this promotion. They're going to get me on playlists. They're going to get me radio play and they're going to give me $1,000 bonus advance in order to record, all of this sort of stuff. And then you look down in the fine print and you realize that there's always a catch. There's going to be something where even if you don't have to pay anything up front, any money that they give you, you have to pay back, sometimes with interest. So it's like a loan. And it's like if I wanted to loan to promote my music, I'd go to a bank and probably pay less interest and have less hassle. So you've got to watch out for things like that. And a lot of them, eventually you'll get to the point where they're like, all you need to do to get all these amazing services is pay us this admin fee. We'd love to not charge you this admin fee, but we really need you to pay us a $297 admin fee just to get the ball rolling, and then you'll get all these benefits. So that's the record deal scam. They're playing on your ego to think, I want to get a record deal. Not necessarily gonna happen. What else have we got here? We got the radio station, radio airplay. Now, I've heard of these in the past. Has anyone had one recently? Because these used to be all the rage. I'm reckoning like in the last 5 years, they've kind of rolled off a bit because even online radio stations are not really a thing. A lot of people are streaming music. A lot of people are using Spotify and whatnot, but not many people are actually talking about radio airplay. But this was a classic one where it was like, hi, I'm a marketing guy and I represent this radio network with over 1,000 radio stations all around the world, and we can get you airplay on all of these stations, and all you need to do is, yep, you get it, admin fee of X number of dollars, pay to play, and then we'll get you on all these stations. And some of them, again, are semi-legitimate, but the radio stations that they get you on are like the equivalent of community stations in like Bulgaria. And you're like, yay, I'm really big. The four people that listen to KBUL in Bulgaria are going to be rocking out to my tune 24/7. So the radio station airplay is not as popular. But you know what it's been replaced by? The playlist. Yes, how good are playlists? Spotify playlists, playlist curators. Get on those playlists and you'll be pew, rocket to the sky. Line go up, everyone happy. All those streaming royalties because you're on those coveted Spotify playlists. Now, this is another one where it is based on reality. Playlists exist. There are curated playlists. You can get some level of notoriety and popularity if a playlist curator likes your song and actually plays it, puts it on their playlist. However, for every one person that's doing that, there's 99 scammers out there telling you that they're going to get you on these coveted playlists when they really don't and they really can't. So what's some warning signs of these sort of things? Well, again, it's normally about the pay-to-play kind of thing. You can submit to playlists. And look, there are genuine companies where you can pay for them because they know who the curators are. So you pay them like $100, you give them your song, and then they give it to the 10 biggest playlist curators on Spotify. Do I recommend doing that anyway? Probably not. You can see lots of videos on YouTube about those actual companies and how scammy they really are or aren't is kind of up for debate. But the vast majority of these ones are not even going to do that. They're going to pretend to do that and then just take your money, or pretend to do that, get their farm of people in developing countries and all their bots to get you a bunch of plays to make it look like they've done something, take your money, and then you'll never see or hear from them again. So be wary of that, because there's a couple of problems there. Number one is, even if they are legitimate, it's probably not going to hit a lot of playlists and it's not going to really do much for you. And what you're going to get, in a couple extra thousand spins on Spotify, is that really going to cover the probably $100 you've had to pay them? Probably not. And second, and more importantly, is a lot of these sort of companies offering these services are doing it not by putting you on legitimate curated playlists, but by creating their own botted playlists and then just playing them through bots. And if you don't know what that means, it means that no one's actually listening to that. No real human is listening to it. They're just generating plays. And you know what the problem with that is? Spotify ain't on board with that. YouTube aren't on board with that. Apple Music aren't on board with that. You're going to get banned because they're going to catch you. And if you think that you or these scammy companies are smarter, can outsmart the algorithms that these trillion-dollar companies have, you probably got another thing coming. So again, I know this is all like, oh, doom and gloom, Johns, this is bad news. But yeah, just save your money. Save your money and spend it on something legitimate. Spend it on actual promotion, because there are legitimate things you can do. You can run YouTube and Google or Facebook ads. You can actually get someone that's a real promoter to actually help you and give you strategies about how to promote your music. But doing it the easy way, just like everything, there's no quick fix. There's no get rich quick. There's no lose weight quick. It's all about the effort that you put in and the return that you get. So if you think you can just cut out the middleman by just paying some scammer $100 to make you famous and rich, you're probably not correct. Related to the playlisting one is the plays and the follows. And we've all seen these. You've seen them in YouTube comments. Yo, brah, I'm an SEO expert. I can get you the top of all the searches. Yo, brah, did you know I can get you 1,000 subscribers for $29? I'll get you an extra 1,000 subscribers on your YouTube. Yo, brah, I can get you 10,000 Spotify streams for just $59. Just pay me and I'll get those streams. For all the reasons we've talked about before and more, you don't want to do that. It's high risk and low reward. And I don't know what you've been taught in school about economics and about sales and about marketing, but if something is really high risk with really low return, it's really not worth doing it. Why not do something that is low risk but has a high return? It's like just getting your music out there to the world and seeing what clicks, like creating more music, like engaging with communities, like printing CDs and selling them out the boot of your car on a Sunday at the markets. Like, seriously, there are so many better things you can do with your money that have a direct impact that it's just not worth it. Go play an open mic night. Yeah, go buy a friend of yours that is really good at marketing their music. Go buy them dinner and pick their brain. Like, there's ways that you can actually spend your money and do good things as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the fake gurus and the course sellers, because these are variations on a theme. So the idea of this, and look, there are decent people out there. Like, I like Damien Keyes, and look, I've not done any of his courses, but he's got really good information about music promotion. But there are a lot of people out there that are these gurus that you're like, if you're so good, it's kind of like that thing. It's like, if you were so good at investing, you're selling me this course on how to invest in cryptocurrency. If you're that good at it, why aren't you just investing in cryptocurrency? And I know it's not always the way, because sometimes the best coaches aren't always the best players. I get it. But the majority of these are really, like, they're successful because they're selling courses. And the most ironic ones are the scammers that are selling courses about how you can sell courses. I'm going to tell you a quick story. Story time with John's here. I had a dude that reached out to me. Turns out it wasn't actually him. It was his team. But he reached out to me and said, hey, my name is Ramos Ramos. I don't know why I made that name up, but it was some sort of Scandinavian name, which Ramos isn't. But anyway, so his name is Ramos Ramos, and I'm a really famous, I'm selling courses. I do these course launches. I've got this music creator to $1 million, six figure. By the way, anytime they mention figures, six figure or seven figure in any title, in any description, it's going to be bollocks, right? That's a scammer red flag. Six figure, I'll get you a six figure income. So yeah, he wanted to tell me all this sort of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I'm game. I'm playing along this time. And if you know anything about me, I hate courses and I hate course launches. I hate false scarcity. So I hate the idea that I'm going to do something and say, it's got a $497 value, but you can get it for just $97 only if you act in the next 24 hours. Otherwise, the price is going back up to $497. Nah, that's bullshit. It's a digital product. That's not how digital products work. But all these scammy course salespeople use that. They use that tool. They use the FOMO and they use the false scarcity to make you buy their courses. So I've seen a lot of those, again, in forums, in Facebook groups, dropping into people's DMs and trying to tell them about these music courses that they can buy. And look, there are people that sell legitimate. Joe Gilder, who I love from Home Studio Corner, he sells courses, and I've done some of his courses. They're reasonably priced, and yes, he does do the whole discount course launch thing, so I don't love that, but they're legitimate courses, and he's not hiding behind, because here's the thing about this dude. When I started scratching the surface, I found a few things out. I looked on Facebook, like you do, and it was a picture of him with his arm around a lovely looking lady, and it had all these testimonials from all these great people, and it was pictures of him at awards ceremonies and things. It was the most curated Facebook page I've ever come across. And then when you Google it, he's obviously pretty smart because he's done some search engine optimization, because the first like five pages of Google were all these amazing testimonials from people. And again, this is the thing that these folks do. The scammers will do exactly this. They'll make sure that they get all these testimonials and they make them rise to the top and they go into Trustpilot and they pay people. I mean, they legitimately get people to put raving comments about them. So you go, well, he's got a 4.9 star on Trustpilot. He must be legitimate. No, that's all BS. It's not until you actually get into page like 12 of Google and you start seeing the reality kick in. And a cool tip here is, as much as I have a sort of love-hate relationship with Reddit, if you put Reddit in there as well as your search, so if you search name of person scam, well, then there's ways that they can adapt around that and they can get Google to make it look like it's not a scam. But if you put name of person Reddit in your search term, yeah, those Redditors don't mess about, and it's very difficult. Once you've tarnished your name and once some people have started talking about you on Reddit, yeah, it's really hard to recover from that. And look, are there some people on Reddit that are going to go over and over the top and complain about everything? Yes, there are, and there are on every single forum. But you'll see through. And yeah, it was very funny when I met with the member of the team of this person that was some poor, probably lowly paid lady that worked for or with this dude. Yeah, it wasn't fun for her. I wasn't nasty in any way, but she basically said, oh, hi, I'm representing Ramos Ramos. And yeah, he said for me to give you a call because you're very interested in this. And I'm like, yeah. So just so you know, I think that the worst thing that creators do when they're doing courses is use false scarcity to create fear of missing out and to manipulate people into making decisions that are not the right decisions for them. I think that if you've got a quality product, you should set it at an affordable and realistic price, and then people should be able to choose or choose not to buy that product. I think a lot of these people are providing these products and getting them into sales funnels, and I think it's really scammy. Silence on the line for 5 seconds. Okay, well, it's been nice talking to you. I will I'll pass on your feedback. And that was it. So I think they were like, oh, yeah, this guy, not going to be part of it. So that's just a little warning. Like that's obviously a very different sort of thing for me, because they were trying to sell me on YouTube course creation and being one of those guys, and I wasn't interested at all. Some of the classic ones, the gigs, so the pay-to-play gigs that that come up from time to time. These are more in the real world, but they're starting to kind of come online. So people are like, oh, yeah, I've got this club, I've got this location, I've got this venue, and we'd love to get you along. All you have to do is pay this small admin fee. And what we'll do is for every person that buys a ticket, we'll give you a commission. So it's like, hang on, I got to pay you $100 and then you'll give me $3 for every person. So I got to get 40 people in there before I break even. So yeah, what they're trying to do, these venue owners, is obviously basically get free talent. So they know that if they make you pay, then you're legitimate, you're going to actually show up. If they give you incentives for getting people through the door, you're going to try and get as many people through the door, and then they make all the money on the drink sales. If you're going to do stuff like that, just ask the question and say, actually, what can you just pay me to do this? Like, I would like to earn a wage for doing a service for you, please, sir. Minimum wage, hello? Or ask for a take on the bar. You know, they can only say no. And if they're going to be cheeky and if they're going to try and get you to do stuff for free for them, why not spin it around and ask for something like that? So just say, yeah, I'll bring in people. They're really heavy drinkers. You're going to make a lot on the bar and I'd like 20%. Thank you. It's worth a shot. Worth a shot, isn't it? Let's finish with this one. It's semi-related to all of this, which is the like for like, the sub for sub, the follow for follow. Can you do me a favor and not do it? I know. It's tempting because vanity metrics, this is what we call vanity metrics. So that your subscriber count, your follow account, your stream count. The number of people that have contacted me and said, I want to replace the audio on this song, but I don't want to lose my stream count. And I'm like, why? You've already been paid for them. It's like, no, I need people to see how many streams I've got on my song. And I'm like, okay, but that's just for your clout and that's just for your own vanity. That's nothing, that doesn't mean anything. The same with subscriber count. It doesn't mean anything. You don't get paid. YouTube aren't paying me. They're not like, congratulations, Johns, you've still got over 100,000 subscribers. We're going to pay you money for, no, it doesn't work that way. It is pure self. It is pure your own ego. And look, is that a terrible thing all the time? No, but beware of trying to build your vanity metric without it actually building a metric that's going to help you out. So if someone offers you a sub for sub and you have zero interest in their channel and you know that they've got zero interest in your channel, it's actually completely pointless. All that it's going to do is build up, artificially inflate the number of subscribers, the number of people that you have subscribed, or the number of followers you have on Spotify, or the number of streams you have on that song. It's not going to actually, it's not a real person engaging with your music. And if that's what you're after, hey, there's easier ways to do that. There's easier things to do to make number go up. Just be really controversial. Just call everyone an idiot and be really negative, and then people will subscribe to you because they'll be like, oh, I wonder what he's going to say next. Why do you think that reality TV is so popular? It's drama. Some people want drama, and if you want the vanity metrics, just be a complete dick and create lots of drama and lots of people will follow you, but probably for the wrong reasons. What did our mums and dads, what did our parents say? It's attention, but you want to get the right sort of attention. You don't want to get the wrong sort of attention, right? Maybe. So sub for sub, like for like, follow for follow. Please, friends, don't let friends sub for sub. And you'll see these in comments. You'll see these in SoundCloud. And it's like, at the time, you think, what's the harm? What can possibly be a problem with this? And apart from the fact that it doesn't do anything, it's actually against the terms of service of pretty much every platform out there. They don't want you to have inflated numbers, not just to protect you, but to protect the integrity of their service. And the other problem is that over time, if you do get these sub for subs, they eventually will fall off anyway because they'll be considered erroneous or incorrect subscriptions. Because if someone subscribes to something and then they're presented with videos or presented with music of that person 10 times and they don't click it or tap it or engage with it, yeah, a lot of these platforms will actually remove that follow because they're like, why would we bother continuing to present this person's stuff when you clearly have no intent to ever watch it or listen to it or engage with it? So that is why sub for sub, like for like, follow for follow is not cool. And the last thing you want to do is get kicked off of these platforms for doing it, for buying subs, for buying likes, for buying follows, for buying views. It's not fun. All right, I know all of this sucks. Let me finish on this. I understand none of this is great because you're like, great, John. So what you're saying is everyone's a scammer. No one's actually legitimate and I should just give up. No, absolutely not. I'm just saying that your effort is better spent in endeavors that are actually going to benefit you and benefit the community, be good for the whole music community. So you can spend money on promotion. You can do cool things. You can engage with other people. Here's some advice about how to make sure that the person is correct. You know how I said Joe Gilder before and that I've bought courses from Joe Gilder, but I haven't bought courses from Ramos Ramos? Well, it's because Joe Gilder is a person. I see his videos. He does videos not just about music, but about psychology and about mental health. He's a good person. And the key to all of this is find the person. Make sure that they are a real human with real blood pumping. And if you've ever watched any of the scam baiting videos or any of that sort of culture, you'll know that the fake people, as soon as you scratch it, you find out that they're actually a scammer from usually like Nigeria or India or Philippines. Not to throw any of those countries under the bus, but that just seems to be where most of them come from. There are still scammers that are in other countries as well, though. So don't be fooled by that either. Don't go just because they don't have an accent, they're not a scammer. Nah, no way. There's plenty of people that are scamming from all around the world now. And as our economy, sadly, continues to struggle in many parts of the world, we're going to see more people trying to push that envelope and become scammers in their own right. But I say this one thing, and that is look for the person. Look for the real human behind everything. Because here with me, you see me. If you go over to Jade Star's channel, you see Jade. If you go to Thomas Christ, you see Thomas. You actually see who we are. And I'm not to say that people can't be anonymous. Yes, you have the right for anonymity. But in order to have that level of trust with people, put yourself out there and say, here I am, I'm a person. That's a good way to get trust. And that's why I say, look, I think people like Damien Keys are pretty cool with their promotion tips, because they're not telling you, they're not selling your stuff on every video. They're not trying to get you into a sales funnel every time. Sure, they may use sales funnels from time to time and they may sell you on things, but it's not just constant and consistent. And you can tell the difference. And it all comes back to the thing I said much earlier on, which is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. What do you think? I hope this gave you some things to think about. I hope this didn't make you feel too down on the world. There are still good people out there. Join some cool music communities. I'm biased, but the Create, Record, Release Facebook community. Hang out here on YouTube and talk music with the community here. Join some of the other cool channels that we have around YouTube. You will be able to start picking up on this. The longer you spend doing it, the more experienced you get, and the more you realize that you can separate the wheat from the proverbial chaff. So don't be a pig. Don't let the scammers fatten you up, and don't be butchered is the bottom line of all of this. And for me personally, it kind of sucks because I do a show called Your Music Live. And you know, when I reach out to someone, I have to be very careful of exactly how I word things to show that I'm a human, to prove that I actually have a real show, because there are people doing exactly what I'm doing, but trying to charge people for it. But trying to do a pay to play. They're like, yo, come and play your fire beat, just $20 and I'll play your song on my show. So for me, trying to provide a service where I'm just trying to promote cool music around the community, it is actually hard because I get called out for being a scammer even when I'm not. So yeah, would I love it if these people didn't exist and there weren't all these scams and we could all just trust each other again? I absolutely would. But until then, until that utopian time, we just have to do the best we can with what we've got. Thank you all for being here and listening to this podcast. If you're on the audio version, I'd love for you to go to your pod player of choice. Feel free to leave a rating, a review, and let me know what you think there. If you're on the video version, or if you want to jump over and catch the video version, head over to the Studio Live Today YouTube channel. You can leave a like if you liked it. Leave your comments. What did I miss? What are some other common scams that maybe you can let me and the community know about to help us avoid and stay out of trouble? That's going to do it for this one. Until next time, as we say at the end of each and every show, goodbye. No, we don't. We say be kind to yourself, be kind to others, watch out for scammers, and I'll see you next time. Keep creating.